people said, I like that word in that second verse. He starts out about soon, life soon. Amen. It's soon going to be over, and soon we're going to go to heaven, and soon we're going to see our Savior. Soon we're going to lay our burdens down. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My heart has been heavy. I have my own set of burdens that I carry, but being a pastor, people I dearly love, I know we're carrying a lot of burdens and a lot of things on their hearts today. And here lately, I've just been bogged down trying to carry other people's burdens. I'm not complaining. Amen. That song gives us some hope that one of these Amen. Days soon we're going to get to lay all that down.
Amen.
And thank God. You keep on pressing on. Don't you quit now. Amen. Don't throw in the towel this morning. Oh no, today before the sun set, we could be laying it all down. Amen. And entering into our sweet rest that our Savior has prepared. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad the tempter won't be there. The devil will be banished. Sin will be gone. Amen. None of this perversion and wickedness and decay and depravity. Amen. We'll ever enter into that place that we're headed to. We're leaving all of this that we know and all of this that we see and all of this that we are acquainted with. Thank God we're leaving it all behind one of these days. Amen. I think I'll walk on one more mile. Amen. I think I'll sing another song. I think I'll teach another lesson and preach another message. And I think I'll just keep carrying my cross another day's journey. Amen. It will be worth it all one of these days. Child of God, it's going to be worth it all to see the one. Amen. We've been living for and loving on all these years. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Amen. This thing's real in my heart. It ain't a fairy tale. It ain't a fable. It ain't a hope so. It ain't a think so. I have not been deceived. Thank God one of these days it's going to be a reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say you act like you believe the book. I believe it. I believe everything Jesus promised. Amen. One of these days we're going to be with Him where He is. You can be sad about that. Amen. You can drag your 10 stakes down in this world. Amen. And you'll have burdens the rest of your days. Thank God our hope. Amen. Is in what Abraham looked for. A city which had foundations whose builder and maker's God. Amen. I don't want nothing this world has to offer. Amen. I despise this world and its system that it has forced us into to live a certain way. Amen. But thank God one of these days, amen, we're going somewhere where this world system, amen, is never touched, is not in control of. We're headed somewhere where sin is never stained. We're headed somewhere, my friend, where everything's going to be all right. It's all going to be well. Thank God we're headed home. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad, Brother David, we got a hope. Amen. No wonder when Paul got to describing it, he said it's our blessed hope. Amen. Yeah, we got a lot of burdens today. Amen. But I tell you, one of the things that sustains us, amen, under all the burdens that we're under, there's a blessed hope lifting us up. Amen. So what is that blessed hope? Amen. It ain't going to see Grandma. Amen. It ain't going to see Papa. And I believe in a reunion day, but that's not the blessed hope. Paul said, amen, our blessed hope at the glorious appearing of our great God. Oh, hallelujah. And Savior. It'll be worth it all when we see the one who saved us by His grace. Look at the one face to face, eyeball to eyeball, who rescued us out of this ungodly mess. We get the glory. Thank God it'll be worth every prayer we ever struggled to pray. Every day all we could do is groan and trust God understood our groaning. Amen. All the abuses that we have suffered at the hand of sin and at the world and at the hands of ungodly, wicked, perverted men. Ain't God one of these days. Amen. I'm trying to tell you today, I ain't just trying to pump you up. I'm trying to get you to understand there's a day it's going to be worth everything. Amen. No more storms. No more mountains to climb. Amen. No more bad doctor visits. Amen. I'm not complaining today. I understand the Lord. Amen. In many ways, even this morning, He is making us stronger than our enemies. I understand when He brought, when He brought Israel. Oh, maybe I just need to park here a little while. We just preached on it a few weeks ago. And when God brought Israel out of Egypt, and there was not one feeble one among them. You remember when God saved you, He put a strength, a sovereign strength down in your heart. Buddy, I'm telling you, you come up out of spiritual Egypt with a little pep in your step. Amen. You come out, my friend, going, dear God, I didn't know life could be so good. I didn't realize what I was missing till I failed. Amen. The one that saved me by His blood. Thank God when He saves us. Amen. He brings us out with strength. He brings us out by His own power. And He does so by divine ways.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God when He saved me, He brought me out.
Amen.
I wasn't feeble anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's be honest about it. Sometimes in the wilderness, our outlook on things, we get a little feeble and a little discouraged. And we ought not to, but we do. In fact, in the Bible said there in Psalm 105, and when He brought them out, I've been meditating on this. I've been thinking about preaching it. It's not ready to preach, but let me try. The Bible said when He brought them out, there's not one feeble one among them. But in the wilderness, something began to happen. They began to look around at how bad everything was. They got their eyes off the Lamb and off their God. They began, the Bible said, to be weary and to faint.
Amen.
What happened? Did God change? Did God's grace change? Did, amen, was that God removing that spirit? No, they, amen, got weary and faint and discouraged because they began to complain about all the things that was making them uncomfortable.
Amen.
Now what happened when they got, amen, they come out not one feeble among them, now they're feeble.
Amen.
The Bible said later on, the book of Deuteronomy, referencing back, I believe it's to Exodus, is it Exodus 17, I think it is, where they had war against the Amalekites. You don't see it in that text. But in Deuteronomy 25, God is rebuking the Amalekites. And van there, the Lord is telling Israel, I'm going to let you go back and you're going to whip the Amalekites. You're going to destroy them utterly. And I'm going to curse them because that when they seen you in the wilderness, they came behind the camp and began to destroy. Here's what God said. They began to destroy the feeble ones. Oh boy. God provided them every ounce of strength they needed to make it from Egypt to Canaan. God did not want them feeble in their journey. Their feebleness was their own fault. And when they began to walk in the flesh and to walk by sight and to walk by feeling, they became feeble and the enemy began to destroy them.
That's right. Every time.
And he does it today. God, when he saved you, the moment you got saved, God gave you all the strength you need to make it. Amen. From that moment all the way through this life, no matter what comes your way, amen, to make it all the way to glory, not in your strength, not by feeling, not by emotion, but by the power of Almighty God. Most Christians today, they are not walking in the strength that God wants them to walk in. I'm not getting on you. I'm not rebuking you. Amen. I've been there. I'll probably get there again somewhere along the way. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, amen, I'm glad there is available to us strength. Amen. I don't want to lose that strength. Amen. I don't want to go from God saying I won't let him be feeble. Amen. To me walking after my own flesh and becoming feeble and the enemy finding an advantage in my life.
Amen.
Amen. And so, you know, the story of their wanderings for 40 years, God has to deal with them because they got feeble. Why didn't they go to Canaan? Because they were feeble. They began to look around. Amen. You know the star, the 12 spies. Amen. We learned a little song in Sunday school. 10 were bad and 2 were good. Amen. And the 10 said, oh yes, that is a land flowing with milk and honey. That is a land of corn and of wine. And that is we've never seen anything like that promised land, but oh, wait a minute. God brought them out with strength to get them to a place where they could walk into Canaan in that strength he gave them in Egypt. They began to talk about the giants. They began to talk about the walled cities. They began to talk about the number of people. They began to magnify everything that seemed to be greater and stronger and more powerful than they.
Amen.
What was their problem? They were allowing the feebleness of their own flesh and their own sight and their own opinion and perception of things to rob them of the strength that God said they could go into Canaan with and conquer and live in. Amen. 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 I don't know how I got right here. This feels like it's preaching pretty good. What they say, giants are really, really big. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. Know what they're saying? We're too feeble. Joshua and Caleb, they began to hear this report, and all of a sudden the rumblings and the murmurings and the complaints are rising in the congregation. And Joshua and Caleb said, wait a minute. Yes, there's big giants over there. Yes, there are walled cities that are massive and large and impenetrable. And yes, the people, they are many and just without number, they're a great multitude of people. But God, you know what Joshua and Caleb did? They tapped into the same strength that God gave them when he brought them out. You can walk around this life and drag your tracks out and be depressed if you want to. That, amen, is the result of, my friend, forfeiting your strength that God has designed to give us. You can look at life and go, I can't.
Amen.
Or you can look at life and say, God can.
Amen.
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 It doesn't mean there's not going to be battles. It doesn't mean there's not going to be things that you have to deal with. Amen. It doesn't mean every day is going to be rosy and then the sun is always going to be shining. After all, if it was always easy and the sun was always shining and there was never a battle, we wouldn't even need strength to begin with.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. For 40 years they walked around because, amen, they were a feeble people. And for 40 years they're dying and they're dying and they're dying and they're dying until a generation arises that said, we believe God. And we're going to walk in His strength. When God took that generation into Canaan, you know what? There was not one feeble one among them.
Amen.
They conquered the land.
Right.
Are you listening? Amen. I'm glad there is victory today. There is victory. Can I say, can I tell you this morning, amen, we have that available that you can live in that. You can live in the strength that God gave you and go to Canaan and fight battles and wear out giants and live the life that God has called you to live and do it in strength.
Amen.
Or you can choose to have a pity party and walk circles in a wilderness in your own feebleness.
Amen.
And you will miss out on a lot of things God would desire to give you.
Amen.
Now I'm glad He took care of them in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
He still fed them in their feebleness.
Amen.
He still kept clothes on their back in their feebleness. Are y'all listening?
Amen.
He still did some miracles in their feebleness.
Amen.
But they missed out on the promises.
Yes,
amen.
Oh boy, I could preach there.
Amen.
Here's where I think we'll get, and I'll be done. We'll see what we do. I ain't going to preach what I had because it's rough. Amen. This is better than that. Here's what I want you to know. One of these days, God is taking His children to be with Him. And when He does, there will not be one feeble among us. Some of us that have burdens and weaknesses and issues and, oh, come on, here's a word y'all will like. Amen, baggage. When God takes us to glory, we walk through heaven's gate, there will not be one feeble among us.
Amen.
All the burdens get checked at the gate.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. All the sicknesses are left behind.
Amen.
All the limps said, and Brother Jack, all the blemishes said, and all the things that we carry that we try to walk with and deal with by God's strength in this life, and sometimes we succeed, and sometimes we fail, and sometimes we're running, and sometimes we're stumbling, that I thank God one of these days we're headed to a place where there will not be one feeble among us. I'm glad that's where I'm going, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. You say, you're awful sure of that. Well, here's what John the Beloved said. When we see Him, amen, we're going to see Him as He is, and for we shall be like Him.
Amen.
Not equivalent in authority, not like Him in His power, but like Him in His image, like Him in His victory. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Finally, we will know what it is, amen, to eternally be able to live, amen, as those in which there is not one feeble among us.
Amen.
A lot of days I'm not what I ought to be. But I can tell you there's a day He changed my life. I am not what I used to be. If you knew me before I got saved, now on the outside, you'd have patted me on my little head, said, boy, he's such a good little preacher's boy. But if you could have seen the heart and the rebellion and the wickedness and the sin, you'd say, there ain't no hope for that youngin'. The secrets I had and the things I had hid, if you would have been able to discover those, you'd have said, boy, that boy's on a dangerous road. But I am not what I used to be.
Amen.
God brought me all out of all of that without any feebleness and made a change.
Amen.
You can look at my life today and you can go, well, He may not be what he used to be, but he ain't what he ought to be. You know what I'll tell you? I'm sorry. Amen. But don't get too hard on me till we get the microscope out on you.
Amen.
You're probably not what you ought to be some days. So I ain't like so-and-so. That's because so-and-so's issues are outward and you can see all that. Your issues are inward. Amen. And truth be told, if you're saved, you ain't everything you ought to be all the time either. Amen. And that's where I wanted to preach on today. Y'all come back tonight, I'll preach on it. May not be what I ought to be. I'm not what I used to be, but thank God I'm not what I'm going to be.
Amen.
Amen. Not what I'm going to be. You ain't seen the final product yet, sister. Amen. You ain't seen the final, amen, the final product. You haven't seen me with, amen, he paints that with that brush of his grace, the last stroke. Amen. You watch them guys, they paint and they paint, and when they begin, you, amen, they tell you, when I'm going to paint a mountain scene. And when they start, you think, man, what in the world is he doing?
Yes, sir.
That don't look anything like a mountain. It looks like he's scribbling. It looks like there's no plan. There's no design. But that time comes when he makes the last stroke and he cuts the light on a certain angle, and all of a sudden the birds, amen, are in the mountains and the lights are reflecting off the hills, and it almost looks like, amen, the trees are swaying in the breeze and the picture, amen, all because that an artist, he is slowly painting his masterpiece. Don't judge him with, amen, the light has not been turned on all the way. Amen, don't judge him. Hey, amen, when he's sitting there and he's mixing some blues with some reds and some yellows with some orange. Amen, don't judge him with, amen, the picture is not finished yet.
Amen.
One of these days, it'll be worth it all when, amen, he does that final stroke of his brush.
Amen.
We step into the light of his very glory and his very image and his very presence. Thank God it will be worth everything we faced. Not one feeble among us. Amen. If you're saved, you're leaving it all behind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What hope we have. What hope we have. Well, amen. We may need to lay some burdens down on this altar this morning. Anybody carrying some burdens? We probably all got burdens. So I ain't got no burdens. Praise God. I got a few you can carry then. We all have some burdens. Maybe a good time this morning to get on the altar and lay some burdens down. Maybe a good time this morning to get on the altar and lay the burdens down and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been walking by feeling and emotion and sight, and I've become feeble. Lord, if you will, by your grace, help me. I want to walk in the strength and the power that you intended for us to walk in. Maybe this morning it'd be a good time for some of you who ain't saved, that you cannot say it'll be worth it all in the end. If you died today, you'd bust hell wide open and you'd go to the place that all the sons of Adam deserve to be in. But a place that they really, really go when they reject Christ and the gospel over and over and over. And today you're still feeble in sin. You're still feeble in this world. You may feel like you're young and you're strong and you got so many days ahead of you. But what you don't understand is spiritually you are without strength. You are ungodly. You are unlovely in the sight of God. And yet he loves you anyway. Today, to get on this altar and say, I want to be of that crowd that knows what it is to live in the power of God. Today, the songs and the testimonies, I don't know what I've just done. I think it's preaching. Amen. I think it's preaching, Brother Mike, off the cuff, but it's preaching. I believe the Lord sent us what we need this morning. You've come in, some of you, I watched you this morning, you come in, you're dragging. You know what God just done? God gave you a service where He has tried to minister to your weakness. He's tried to minister to what you need today. Ain't you glad we got a God that knows what we need? When I am weak, Paul said, then am I made strong. Preacher, I'm feeling the feebleness of my flesh. Good, that's when you need to recognize I cannot make it without His strength. Amen. Today there's help. You can get help on your pew, I understand that, but if you're able to get on this altar, there's something about this altar. You can get on and climb up in and God give you strength that'll help you in your journey. Amen. The devil wearing you out, the enemy attacking you from behind. Today'd be a good day to say, Lord, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of allowing myself to be a victim to all that I've had to face and all I've had to endure. Lord, I am going to go beyond that. And I'm going to live in your strength. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand together. Sister Candy's beginning to play. Heavenly Father, thank you for a little bit of a breeze from glory. Thank you this morning. You know what we need. Lord, we come in prepared to go an entirely different direction. And I'm glad you know what we have need of. Lord, all the songs this morning have been about the cross. And Lord, the Christian life and how it's worth everything we face. And Lord, that it will be worth it all and that Jesus' name is great in our life. Lord, all these things have been sung about to no doubt remind us today that our strength is not of ourself, but that our strength is of our God. Lord, I know I'm a preaching to some. They're struggling. Lord, they're weary. And Lord, we're not here today to pile on to that. We're just here to point them to your strength and to Christ and what is available to them. According to the word of God for every one of us children of God. Lord, I pray, may thy will be done, accomplished today. Lord, that sinner that's here, whether they be young or old, whether they appear to be religious and righteous or not, Lord, if they don't know you, I pray the Spirit of the Lord would let them feel their own feebleness. Lord, in and of themselves, they'll never be strong enough to get to heaven on their own. Lord, may they turn and look to Christ and come to Him and believe on Him. Be saved in this hour and this time. Lord, all you do, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Pray, God's people, pray. Thank God for help. Thank God for help. What a day, what a day. Let's sing this that she's playing here. Brother Riley's going to lead us. There's coming a day, and what a day that's going to be. All right, lead us, brother, if you would. You know it now. You sing it out. Okay? God knows what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. Amen. Amen. This service ain't gone nothing like how I had it planned. Amen. That's all right, though. Amen. I learned a long time ago, Brother Larry, just let God have his way. He knows better than I do what we need. Amen. Appreciate all. From the choir to the congregation to the special singing, all just the way y'all sung today, magnified the Lord from your heart. And boy, I believe God's ministry through that. And he does that. Thank God for the help we can get from his word. We seek the word that he sent. We don't always go the way we think it's going to go, but thank God he's got a word for you in these days. Don't take that lightly. Don't take that lightly. I ain't got to it yet. In Psalm 107, the Bible said he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. You know what God wants to do today? He wants to send his word and heal us. Amen. He wants to give you a little bit of strength, a little vitality. Amen. A little breath of fresh air. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm about to preach again, Heather. Amen. Thank God that's what he wants to do. And you know how he does it? He's going to do it through his word.
Amen.
I hope he's done that for you today. Amen. I feel pretty good right now. Amen. Hallelujah. All right.